technologies, and alignment. Technology for supply chain management consists of process technology, for example, operations machinery, warehouse equipment, transportation equipment, and information technology, IT. This may include information processing that helps transform materials or process departmental data. For service industries, technology can help transform customers, such as by transforming sales leads into customers or by transforming service requirements into services such as provision of information, experiences, or actions. A process technology strategy provides guidance for those making decisions about how to apply technology to help the supply chain meet performance objectives. The supply chain strategy must be aligned not only with the organization's overall business strategy, but also with the organization's information system architecture, defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. A model of how the organization operates regarding information. The model considers four factors. 1. Organizational functions. 2. Communication of coordination requirements. 3. Data modeling needs. And 4. Management and control structures. The architecture of the information system should be aligned with and match the architecture of the organization. Technology and equipment requirements. Technology and equipment requirements start out broad and become more specific. Analyzing requirements at the strategic, tactical, and operational levels helps ensure alignment at each of these levels. Strategic requirements. Organizations develop technology systems, requirements, or specifications to support organizational strategy and goals. The organization's technology requirements need to align with its strategy for competition and growth. For example, if the organization is a low-cost provider, technology solutions will either need to help lower costs by far more than the technology investment cost or be inexpensive solutions that keep their own capital investment requirements down. If the organization is working to provide differentiation, the technology requirements need to support that differentiation. Other strategic requirements will relate to the organization's priorities for quality, speed, dependability, flexibility, and cost. Tactical requirements. Tactical requirements for supply chain process technologies may include degree of automation, user-friendliness, maintainability, throughput, and ability to satisfy storage or transportation objectives such as need for a cold chain. From a manufacturing environment, layout, and type perspective, technology and equipment requirements need to fit the choices made for the production process. Flexible machines and workers are needed to meet product variety requirements. Heavy capital investment is required for the dedicated and often highly specialized equipment used in line production, assembly line, and mass/continuous production processes. High utilization rates and high volume production runs result in low unit production costs and high production efficiency. In a lean manufacturing organization, high utilization of large machinery is not likely the best path to production efficiency. Here, the requirements will be for flexible equipment in terms of the ability to make both fast changeovers and fast equipment layout changes, such as into new cells. Use of smaller machines tends to be more conducive to lean small batch production, need for quality control, and the addition or reduction of capacity in small increments when necessary. Technology that enables maximum utilization of highly trained workers will be another lean technology requirement. Technologies that help cross-train workers or that make it easier to do the work with less training will be valued. For example, this could be a system that has mistake proofing and visual signals built in so that the task is more intuitive. As should be clear, technology requirements can relate to every area discussed in this course, from demand management requirements to reduced lead times and stockouts for better customer satisfaction, to inventory management technology requirements that relate to tracking and controlling the level of inventory and its accuracy, to distribution technology requirements that help partners share information seamlessly, reduce cycle times, and drive net costs down. Operational requirements. Obviously, technology requirements will need to be made more detailed and specific after high-level requirements have been determined. For example, for a visibility requirement, requirements for sensors could include environment hardening, durable sensors designed for harsh environments, accuracy, and precision requirements. Requirements should be specified as SMART goals: specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. Technology gap analysis. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a gap analysis as the assessment of the differences between the actual performance of a product or service and customer expectations. When used for a technology assessment, a gap analysis starts by determining the current state of capabilities related to technology and then gathers and analyzes the requirements of internal and external customers to envision a future or ideal state for those capabilities. The difference between the current and future state is the gap. A gap analysis will help further refine technology requirements. A gap analysis is more of a process than a single tool. As such, it can make use of numerous tools discussed elsewhere in these materials. This can start with benchmarking to determine one's technology gaps relative to the competition or the voice of the customer to understand how customer requirements have changed since the last customer scan. Internal customers should be scanned too to reveal gaps or inefficiencies in internal workflows. Process mapping can use a flowchart to map out the current process and then use this map as a starting point to streamline the process for the future state. A more supply chain-specific type of process map organizations can use is value stream mapping. This tool adds things like push versus pull symbols and value-added versus non-value-added lead time analyses. In some cases, analysis of current capabilities will reveal that an existing technology system can already satisfy certain requirements, either as it is currently being used or by further leveraging the technology, such as by training, process changes, or add-on tools. This will help reduce the set of unfulfilled requirements and the cost of bridging the gap. In other cases, a gap analysis will reveal system, process, personnel, or partner limitations that need to be addressed before a new technology will be capable of being successfully integrated. Such limitations can include underlying information system architecture layers that need to be replaced or upgraded prior to being able to support a new technology, such as a legacy system that would be incompatible, poorly scalable, or too expensive to integrate. Processes that the technology would not support, and that would need to be changed if the technology were adopted, such as an enterprise resources planning system that has different workflows, and that would be cost prohibitive to customize to the organization's processes. Human resource, HR, skills gaps that would need to be closed using hiring, contracting, and or formal and informal training, for example, process knowledge gaps, technical expertise gaps, and management and leadership gaps. HR policy gaps that restrict personnel job expansion, employee empowerment, and so on that would need to be changed for the technology investment to meet its potential. External partner gaps related to their willingness to change their processes and share information, risks, and or investment costs. The cost and time required to make these organizational changes or underlying technology improvements should be added to the overall cost of a technology feasibility analysis.